Hello everyone, my name is Shiny Burjun Sal. I am the proud creator of NeuroShine Technology, the Shiny Minds Show, and your NeuroShine coach.
Are you ready to shine? Come on, it's the shiny one.
You got this. If you wanna go collect.
Today we're talking about personal branding. You might be thinking, what's up with Shiny Minds Show and personal branding? Well, the creator of Shiny Minds Show has done some personal branding and has done some marketing. Before starting my own company, my own business, I was in the world of marketing and branding for a decade. I worked with personal brands, corporate brands, and Fortune 500 brands. So based on my experience, which is 20 years by now, I am also helping individuals to create their personal brands. There is a correlation between understanding human psychology and branding, right? And there is also a relationship between how you think and how your language dictates your reality and how you can all create your personal branding with the way you look, you talk, you walk. So that's why today I will share 4 C's of personal branding so that you can think about your own personal branding from a different perspective. If you're ready, let's go. 1, contribution. The first C is about your brand's promise. What are you promising to the world? What is the contribution that you are going to make in people's lives? What kind of product and service it is that you're going to offer, and what is the end result, the end benefit, the end contribution to everyone that you're going to create? Your personal brand needs to convey that message. Your personal brand needs to give and clarify your brand's promise as your contribution. 2 is credibility. If you don't have credibility, you don't have a brand. Period. You need to understand the concept of ETR. It's called earning the right. Earning the right. So when you earn the right, which means you have credibility, you have some authority, people can come and get your advice. People can come and pay you for whatever it is that you are offering. And your credibility might need some other credible sources to partner up with you. For example, the schools that you went. They can be a form of credibility. Certifications you received. They can be a source of credibility. Your customers, your testimonials, your clients' view about you, they are an amazing source of credibility. They are the best type of credibility. Or maybe you are going to get approval from some certain organizations, like I work with ICF, International Coaching Federation, to offer my coaching certifications to the world. And when I partner up with them, when I get their stamp on my certification programs, then there is credibility, non-negotiable. When you look at your personal branding, you also need to look at your own industry. Who are, or what are, or which institutions are great sources of credibility and why? Who could be my testimonial so that they can back me up and lift me up with my authority? What kind of other ways of credibility I can collect? That's a big part of your personal branding. 3 is consistency. Well, now we're going to talk about the elements of your personal branding. Assuming that you have chosen your specific font, your specific color, your specific look and feel, if you have a logo, that needs to be clear, consistent all the time. When I worked at big multinational agencies, we created brand manuals that were almost like the Bibles of the brand. This is the logo, this is the color, this is how we can use it, and we cannot use it this way. It's all clear what to do, what not to do, and that's almost like a Bible for your brand. If you haven't created such things yet, I encourage you to take a look and choose your brand identity. It's called brand identity, and it has to be consistent everywhere. I love purple, right? So my brand color is purple. So when you go to my website, you're going to see a lot of purple. And you're going to see a lot of shine elements because I am the creator of NeuroShine technology. So there will be some elements of shine, NeuroShine, and shiny minds. It is also going to be in the language that I use, obviously, Shiny Minds Show. I named myself Shiny as part of my new personal brand, and I created my technology as NeuroShine technology. So that's the type of consistency I'm talking about that you need to have as part of your personal branding. Fourth is charisma. Now we're going to talk about charisma, because if you don't have a charisma, you don't have influence. If you don't have influence, you don't have customers. If you don't have customers, you don't have a business. So you need to have some sort of charisma so that you can influence your customers, your clients. You can have your services, you can make your difference, and most importantly, you can keep your brand promise. Remember the first C, contribution? So that's why you need that. People need to have that trust with you so that they can work peace of mind with you. And that's why you need to have charisma, and that's why you need to work on improving yourself. So there you have it, four C's of your personal branding. I hope you liked it. I hope you're going to create even more powerful personal brands. Let me know how it goes. Drop a comment below. And of course, if you like this video, please like it and share it with your friends and subscribe to my channel for more videos like this so that you and I can create a better world with more love and shiny minds.
Your bright space.
Absolutely.
Sorrows and your sadness.
Yeah, bring it to me. Bring it.
She'll help you take it away.
Take it away.